Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to start by congratulating you on your appointment as president of our meeting, and I assure you of Ireland's full cooperation and support in our work. Ireland aligns itself with a statement delivered by the European Union and would like to make the following remarks in a national capacity. Mr. President, the CCW is an important instrument of international humanitarian law, which prevents and minimizes the humanitarian harm caused by certain categories of weapons that are deemed to be excessively injurious or have indiscriminate effects. The CCW was designed as a dynamic convention. It must be capable of responding to the ever-evolving means and methods of warfare used during armed conflicts. We have a collective duty to ensure that, as conflict patterns change, the CCW remains responsive and fit for purpose. Ireland thanks France for its stewardship over the review conference of the CCW last year, and we were pleased that an outcome document was agreed. Nevertheless, we were disappointed that a number of important matters were excluded from the final document due to the misuse of the practice of consensus. Such behavior is damaging to the convention. The CCW is an important tool to protect our citizens, military, and peacekeeping personnel during times of conflict. We strongly urge all non-state parties to adhere to the convention without delay, and also call for the full adherence to all five protocols. Ireland would also like to note that greater diversity is key to improved decision-making, and to ask that CCW states parties consider how we can strive to achieve a more equal participation between women and men in this forum. Mr. President, Ireland would like to express its thanks to the chair of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapons, Ambassador Flavio D'Amico, for his leadership and guidance over the past year, which was no small task. We hope that he will continue in his role as chair next year, and we assure him of our delegation's full support. Ireland was pleased to help develop a joint statement on autonomous weapons systems at the 77th UN General Assembly First Committee. This statement is a demonstration of a large number of states' desire to reach agreement on rules and limitations for autonomous weapon systems. These weapons raise serious concerns from a humanitarian, legal, security, technological, and ethical perspective. It is long overdue for the GGE laws to heed this call. Human control over the use of force must be retained. My delegation is committed to achieving a meaningful and concrete outcome, which is essential if the GGE is to remain a credible forum. We support the proposal to have 20 days for GGE meetings next year. Mr. President, we continue to be concerned at the humanitarian impact and the significant consequences on social and economic development arising from the use of mines other than anti-personnel mines. MOTAPAM is an important issue which has been on the agenda of the CCW for many years, and we continue to believe that expert discussions within the CCW on this issue would benefit all states. Ireland is deeply concerned at the reports of use of incendiary weapons in armed conflicts, including most recently in Ukraine, and we would like to reiterate the need for all parties to armed conflict to comply strictly with IHL. Ireland associates itself with the joint statement delivered earlier this morning by Switzerland on the issue of incendiary weapons and Protocol 3.
I thank the